The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we are talking a little bit about amazing, interesting facts about the human body. So we are going to go into detail about your cells and the lifespan of some of your cells. So whether it be your red blood cells, your white blood cells, your esophagus or your intestines, right? All of your cell has this cell cycle turnaround. How long do cells live for before you get new ones? And so I think it's so interesting where we talk about the ability to make health changes. We're also going to talk about that curve in your neck. I hear so many times people say, I have a straight neck. And you say, oh my goodness, that's terrifying. And the average person has no idea why. So we're going to talk a little bit about what happens in the human body when you actually lose that curvature in your neck, about how your nervous system affects your immune system. So we have tons of statistics and facts just about your body, what you own and walk around in every single day. There is awe and wonder of it and how it works. But before we do that, I want to revisit a testimony so you have an understanding of truly what we do, what we embody, and what we get to see every single day at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So here is Jen's testimony.
Hi, my name is Jen, and this is my story. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and osteoarthritis. I had 2 spinal injections, seen 8 physical therapists, 2 doctors, and they all put me on 10 different medications. They told me that by the time I was 50, that I would be in a walker or a wheelchair, and I was only 40 years old when I was diagnosed. 3 years ago, my husband dragged me into Greenwood Family Chiropractic and said, "What do you have to lose?" And I said, "Okay," very reluctantly. That was the best decision that I ever made. I love Dr. Leanne's enthusiasm, her passion for what she was talking about. She kind of freaked me out a little bit, but she did awesome. And the fact that she doesn't consider it just work or her job. She wants to change people's lives for the better. And I admire that about her. After getting adjustments for about 6 months, I was off of half of my medicine. After a year, I was completely off of every medicine that the other doctors had put me on. I still have some stiffness and sore in the morning, but I can function like a normal person. I can go hiking with my family. I can play soccer with my kids. I can get on the floor with my grandson. I can be active, and it's amazing. Dr. Leanne and Dr. Grant not only saved my life, but they gave me the knowledge of food, supplements, and adjustments. They gave us articles to watch, videos, because you know you always have articles to watch whenever you're vibing. That's where I got a lot of my knowledge too. After 3 years, I'm still getting weekly adjustments, and I will do so for the rest of my life. Leanne has taught me, as I said earlier, about nutrition, supplements, and adjustments. It's giving my life back. I can live with RA and DDD and OA. but I don't let it control me. I control it. Changing my old eating habits was very hard for me. But the doc told me once, she said, "Do you want to live to eat, or do you want to eat to live?" I want to eat to live. So if you have the same issues that I have, I suggest, no, I'm telling you, to get your adjustments, to get the knowledge of food, to get the knowledge of your supplements, and to come in and get your adjustments. In the last 3 years, Dr. Leanne and Dr. Grant have changed my life, and for that, I will always be thankful. Let them change yours. My name's Jen, and this is my story.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. So this is what we get to do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You see the drug-free warriors filling up. We get to help people live a whole, happy, healthy, fulfilled life. So if you want to know more, you got to give us a call. Initial exam and consultation is $25. You'll come in, sit down with one of the doctors, go through a more extensive history, see what we need. You know, often individuals will ask us about insurance and what it covers. Bring it in and we will sit down and we'll verify, here's what your insurance covers, doesn't. So you'll know time and cost-wise before anything happens. But that being said, it gives us an ability to see what's going on, what your health goals are, and how we can be alongside to help you meet it. So again, if you let us know that you are from the radio, initial exam and consultation is just $25. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today we also have some very interesting news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News comes from Stand for Health Freedom. Five reasons why coronavirus vaccine must be voluntary. I thought this was very interesting. I have had a lot of people who asked me questions about this more recently and my stance on it. I believe in health freedom. I believe that there needs to be safeguarding on basic human rights, constitutional rights, and parental rights. Today, for future generations, I believe that individuals should have the right to stand up for what they believe in and make a choice for their health, not being forced. Now, a couple different reasons. So five different reasons. Number one, requiring an experimental vaccine is unethical and unconstitutional. This is where I feel as if the emergency authorization that the FDA has granted to these vaccines, the emergency use authorization, has not been talked about. Because we say, hey, I trust the science. I trust the government that they would never give me anything that is unsafe. I trust the FDA. And so much of the mainstream media and public health officials are wrongly portraying this COVID-19 vaccine as FDA approved. And that is 100% not true. What's happened is the FDA has not approved it. The FDA has authorized it for emergency use. Okay. So in the FDA's own words, in the event that, and it's considered an EUA, an emergency use authorization is issued for a product, it would still be considered unapproved and would continue under further investigation under an investigational new drug application. So it's not approved. It's not approved by the FDA. It has been authorized for emergency use. I think that's really important to know, because when people say, I trust the safety studies and the efficacy and all of those things, typical vaccines often take a decade or more to develop. And so this is especially true when a vaccine uses new technologies that haven't been tested for safety or adapt to allow for mass production. And this is exactly what's happened with the COVID-19 vaccine. It was developed at warp speed. And the front, like what has actually been used now is mRNA technology, and it's never been used before in humans. So there are numerous unknowns about safety, both long-term and short-term, which is one of the reasons why when you look at Pfizer and Moderna, both of them have been very clear to state that they do not want to be responsible and will not be held responsible. The government said, that's okay. No big deal. For long-term health problems that come from this. Because they said, hey, clinical trials, right? Again, remember, typical clinical trials that happen for a vaccine, it takes almost a decade. I think it took close to 8 years for the Ebola vaccine to be approved for safety and efficacy. Where clinical trials, the longest clinical trial were 2 to 3 months. Where typically they would be over the course to 5 to 6 years. If that gives you an idea. So they said, hey, so the fact that this has zero long-term safety data truly does make those who take it guinea pigs. You are the people, like you are the ones who are going to test to say, yep, longitudinal data will be available only after the vaccine is unleashed on the population and studied over time. So you will be the one providing that data. So forcing someone to take a vaccine for a virus that is not well understood, particularly when the vaccine is experimental, clinically unproven, and plagued with safety issues, is truly unethical and unconstitutional, in my opinion. So, yes, I think it should be voluntary. Again, no one is responsible for your safety. So when we talk about utilizing mRNA technology, it has never been approved for commercial use and it's clinically unproven. So all of the vaccines that are out and currently approved by the FDA utilize DNA technology, not mRNA. So there, it's not much understood about the technology or how it'll affect your DNA or what the side effects will be over the long term. So, again, if this is one that harms you and your family, the drug companies literally have said, you know, even for the standard vaccines, there is a court. It's VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. And it's basically where back in the 80s, the drug companies and doctors were granted immunity to any sort of liability for side effect safety that come along with this. So if you have an adverse side effect, you cannot sue the doctors. You cannot sue the drug companies. So you have to go through this special court. Well, now with COVID, there's actually a different one. So you have to prove. They said, hey, we're not going to allow any pain and suffering. So you can try to prove the damage that was caused from this vaccine, but we're going to take you to court and you're going to have to fight for it. And what you'll get is incredibly minimal. And the safety standards that would be for normal vaccines are actually less through this COVID court, if you will. No one is responsible for your safety. Another thing that I think is huge when we talk about coronavirus vaccines and why it must be voluntary is that the vaccine is not proven to prevent transmission or reduce death. That's it. There has not been, public officials have been proclaiming for, you know, months now that once we get this, life will go back to normal, right? And then as we've gone through and the vaccine has come out, we think, oh, well, is it going to eradicate the virus? However, now manufacturers have not been able to substantiate the claim that the virus will be eradicated with this. So no COVID-19 vaccine has been shown to reduce transmission of the virus. Thus, manufacturers have only been able to demonstrate a reduction in symptoms. right? So literally what it's saying is when you get this, it's not saying you're not going to get it or spread it. You're still going to get it at the same rate. You're still going to spread it at the same rate. We're still going to have deaths at the same rate, but you might have less symptoms. So at the same time, reports show that COVID vaccine carries significant risk by causing individuals to experience overstimulated immune responses and strong inflammatory responses. So within days of the vaccine administration in the UK, the country's health authorization began requiring resuscitation services on site wherever the vaccine is administered. So have you been informed about that before you got it? Again, when you look at a one size fits all, short-sighted and dangerous. So under U.S. Supreme Court, in order to mandate a medical intervention, there must be an epidemic that imperils the entire population. So according to the CDC's own data, most people have more than a 97% chance of surviving COVID. So in fact, for those under 70 years old, the survival rate among those infected ranges from 99.5 to 99.9. So we have this one-size-fits-all approach when dealing with this, but it can't be the only approach. Individuals should not be asked to cast aside their own convictions, personal, ethical, or religious, to follow the advice of public health officials who promote this one-size-fits-all policy that are shaped by multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical industries. Again, Stand for Health Freedom, 5 reasons why the coronavirus vaccine must be voluntary. So again, informed consent is a basic right. Making sure that COVID-19 vaccine making it voluntary will encourage the maximum uptake of the vaccine while upholding informed consent and protecting the freedoms of citizens who have objected to vaccinations. And that's when I don't feel like I have known a handful of people who have opted to get the vaccine. One of them being a family member, and I asked him about if he knew any of this information about how it was actually not approved, how it is on emergency use authorization, about how there's no long-term studies on this, about how no one is held liable. I asked him all of these things, if they knew the side effects that might come with it, and they said no. They put me in a line, and they stuck it in my arm, and they said, there you go, come back in a couple weeks. That doesn't sound like informed consent to me. So when you look at overall where we fall in terms of health, I truly believe that an educated decision is the best decision that you can make. The problem with that is that most people are getting their information from mainstream media. Have you looked at the ingredients that are in this vaccine, what you're actually physically injecting? Did you know that this is still in experimental phases as you take it? You are part of this long-term experiment. Do you know that this will not decrease your likelihood of death or transmission, but may or may not limit your symptoms that you would have? An educated decision is the best decision, and mainstream media will not, should not, and cannot be your main source of education. Knowledge is power. So when we come back, those brain cells, how fast do they turn over? Do you ever get a new one? We'll talk about more about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always hop onto our website, GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That is GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Your body is amazing. Whether or not you know it, whether or not you feel it or see it, the way that the human body works is ultimately amazing. And this is one where I always tell people, I think one of the most fascinating statistics or facts that you could know about your human body is that it is ever changing, right? And by ever changing, I mean that you have something called cell cycle turnaround. So your health is never stagnant. It never stays the same. So you're either building healthy cells or you're building diseased cells, right? It's never this stagnant, things are the same. And here's how I know. And this is why you could see over the course of time, either health building or health decreasing, is that your cells live and die. And there's this process of cell cycle turnaround, which means that there is a process called apoptosis. It basically means it's cell suicide. So your cells like say, I know how long I'm kind of like good for, quote unquote, like good for. And after that time, I am going to kill myself so things don't go awry. Right? Like it sounds kind of odd, but it's the process of apoptosis. You have this cell death that happens. And then when the cell dies, the body says, let's create some more. So it's this constant turnover. People always get it like more so with skin, right? Your skin like kind of sloughs off. Or if you have a, like you always reference like a snake, how it sheds its skin. Similarly, but obviously very different when it comes to the human body. So what's interesting and the average person doesn't realize is that our bodies have anywhere between 50 and 75 trillion cells inside of the body. So every type of cell has its own lifespan. So when a human dies, it actually may take hours or days before all of the cells die. This is where like forensic investigators take advantage of this vaguely morbid fact when determining the cause of death of homicide victims, right? Like, so if, or, you know, whoever died, they can see like if cells are still alive that have those longer ones, that's kind of how they view the length or how long someone's been deceased for, right? Super interesting fact. So, but this is one where oftentimes too, as we go through at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we say, hey, though we want to see this like quick, easy, you know, delivery next day of our health, that's not how health works. And so when you look, for example, red blood cells live for about 4 months. So this is often one where people say, well, how come I'm not going to get blood done in a month, like, or 4 or 6 weeks? And you say, well, cell cycle turnaround is 90 to 120 days. So in order for all of those old kind of unhealthy red blood cells and you start making those nutritional changes, or you might say, gosh, I've been making these nutrition changes and exercising, but I still don't feel great. And you're like, yep, you got to give it some more time. You have to give it more time. You know, 4 to 6 weeks is not long enough. Just like you can eat poorly for 4 to 6 weeks and you still don't feel bad, but you give it the longer time and that's where you see it. So red blood cells are typically about 4 months. So in your body, 4 months from today, you will have all new red blood cells. So the question is, are they going to be healthier today or sicker than today? White blood cells can, depending on the white blood cells, part of your immune system, can live more than a year. Skin cells live about 2 to 3 weeks. Colon cells have it rough. They die off about after 4 days. 4 days. You have a whole new colon. By this time next week, you will have a brand new colon. Sperm cells live about 3 days, while your brain cells typically last your entire lifetime. So like neurons in the cerebral cortex, for example, are not replaced when they die. So here's what, again, lifespan, the lining of your esophagus is 2 to 3 days. Lining of your small intestines is 1 to 2 days. Your cardiac cells, Your skeletal muscles, the neurons in your brains are very, very long-lived ones. That's where you often, like once you damage those brain cells, we don't say, oh, give it a month and they'll get better, right? It's the unfortunate. So our bodies are designed to have this kind of turnover. And so the ultimate thought process and goal is when we're looking at healthcare in general is thinking, okay, so are we making decisions today, tomorrow, this week, next month, that in 4 months, 6 months, 6 days are going to make it so that on a cellular level, our body has brand new, healthy, strong cells, right? This is one where, you know, to some regard, we really start looking at how do we start reversing some of these processes, these damaging, degrading cellular processes. And it's like, hey, we have to start looking at our health differently. You got to be proactive about it, right? Why wait? But then you say, hey, we have cell cycle turnaround and you have your colon cells, right? And you're eating poorly and it's chemicaled, full of disease, toxic load is huge. And we continue. And then the next 6 days we continue. And the next 6 days we continue. And the next 6 days we continue. We never make those changes. What does your health outcome look like in a month, 2 months, or 2 years? So this is one. Your cells are, and the health of those cells are 100% dependent on some of those lifestyle choices. What you eat, the toxins you put on and in your body. Right? So are you working step by step to make those healthier choices? So if you want a new body, you got to make, if you want a new healthy body, you got to make new healthy decisions. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, next interesting fact. How many of you know, or how many of you know someone who has nonchalantly in passing said, I don't have a curve in my neck? Oh, yeah, I carry all that tension in my shoulder. But someone took an x-ray and they say I don't have a curve in my neck. Oh, I have military neck. It's straight. Now, you should have a forward-facing curve in your neck. This is every single person. Oh, well, what if I just wasn't made that way? No. Nope. That's not true. It's just like there might be like a one in a million anomaly, like your organs are reversed. But there's a reason why the average person is made the average way, and there is standard anatomy. And this is part of it. It's page 2 out of Gray's Anatomy in Physiology textbook. You should have a forward-facing curve in your neck. However, most individuals have never been aware of the detriment or the danger having a loss of curve in your neck can cause. And so I have a research study, right? Because this is what we like to hear about. So this is from Spine Journal, November 2005. So I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to break it down because it's a little bit wordy. Words are heavy. So they talk about spinal kyphosis causes demyelination and neuronal loss in the spinal cord. Okay. What does that mean? So what they did, and so this is not a chiropractic journal, by the way. We don't do things like this. They had wanted to see what happens when you lose the curvature in your neck and what it does to the spinal cord. So again, obviously the spinal cord has remarkable abilities to resist chronic compression. However, over the course of time, they wanted to see what mechanical damage did to the spinal cord. So what they did is they took 52 Japanese small game fowl, so like 25 little Japanese birds, and they did surgery on its necks, all of them, laminectomy, bilateral fascectomy, C4 and C5. And they waited for all of these curves to progress to where it flattened and started to go backwards, right? So lost that curvature, straight neck, reverse neck. And they looked at the degree of spinal cord flattening. And so what happened was in all of the animals that they did it in, this like loss of curvature happened over the course of 3 weeks. And then it kind of stabilized. And from there, they found that there was a significant correlation between that loss of curvature, straight reverse neck, and the degree of spinal cord flattening, right? It literally crushed, flattened the spinal cord, which makes sense. The analogy I give people is, imagine you take a banana and you try to flatten it, right? What happens to the inside? Because some things in life are designed to have curves. Bananas, cervical curve, are both two of them. So they found that the spinal cord was mostly compressed, was compressed most intensely at the apex, right? So the where it started to go backwards. And this is where what they found, where demyelination and neuronal loss happened, right? Demyelination. So if you don't know what that means, so you have something, an outer covering on your spinal cord called myelin. So myelin is a fatty tissue that surrounds and protects the nerves throughout your body. So demyelination was where it literally kind of like strips away all of that healthy fat that your body needs as like a communication highway. It's like a tunnel. It needs that fat in order to like run back and forth. So when you smooth out that fat, when you get rid of that fat, it slows down those messages. So you see a lot of people with like, for example, like a type of demyelinating disease, a little bit different, obviously, is multiple sclerosis. You'll notice people with MS, they have problems holding, dropping, their brain talking to the rest of their body is very slow. Though when you look at a demyelinating condition, it does cause not only neurological deficits, but it can also look at things like vision changes, weakness, altered sensation, behavioral or cognitive thinking problems, a variety. Myelin is so important. It is literally, this is like vision, reflexes, motor reflexes. So like muscle weakness, stiffness, spasm. It tells part of your brain for balance and coordination. Some people may experience urinary or bowel movement problems, mood and thinking. So depression, anxiety, irritability. Like myelin is so important. And the study is literally saying if you lose the curve, this is saying science, right? This is not chiropractic thought process. It's telling you it's stripping your spinal cord of myelin. That's a big deal. They also found that through angiography, it also revealed a decrease of vascular distribution to portions of the spinal cord. It literally cut off blood supply. So when people say, yeah, I have a straight neck, and I'm like, well, what are you doing about it? And people are like, I didn't know you could. And I'm like, this is what we specialize in the office, is restoring that curve. And I had a gentleman who came in and he's like, I have a reverse curve. I just push the bones in my neck and they go back. And I'm like, okay, so x-rays will show us if that's true. I know it's not true. It's fine. But he was very analytical. So I show him, I'm like, you're at -6. You should be at 45 for that curvature. And he was like, but I feel fine and I don't have any symptoms. And I'm like, yes, right? Like the longer you leave something that is demyelinated and is starving for blood, do you think 6 months or a year from now you might see a problem that you don't today, right? So people kind of lessen the importance of this cervical curve, like the curve in your neck. Again, an amazing fact is you need a curve in your neck, not you want it. Not you think it might be important. You need a curve in your neck. So again, it's like most people don't know. The average chiropractor, you know, you can go up and call the 15 chiropractors closest to me. Not one of them helps restore the curvature in your neck. But that's what we specialize in the office. That's why people say, I saw chiropractors, but I didn't feel like they helped me for a little bit, but I didn't get results. Why? Because you still didn't have a curve in your neck. So structural correction is a specialty that only 2% of chiropractors in the world do, and we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So you got to come in and get checked out. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So when we come back, how does your nervous system have an effect on your immune system? And I'll tell you those interesting facts next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. Just keep moving on. Just keep pushing ahead. Yeah, the new has come. All the old is dead. Just keep moving on. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that word in your heart. Yeah, we'll be all right. We got that.
Welcome back. Today, we have interesting facts about your body. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always reach out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, at break, it was very interesting because my radio producer asked me a very, very good question, and he said, why would other chiropractors not put curves back in your neck? Do they think it's important? And the answer is, I don't know. You have to ask them if they think it's important. But it is, when you graduate as a chiropractor, you graduate learning how to adjust for pain, right? But you don't learn how to correct the structure. So it's a specialty that we have, more specifically, that yes, we obviously care about your pain, but we care about the cause of your pain. If the cause of your pain or the cause of your problem is a loss of curvature and you adjust, it might make some of that pain more minimized, but it doesn't get to the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem is the loss of curvature. And so what we have done is, I mean, years now with all of the doctors combined into decades of postgraduate training to have a specialty, right? So the knowledge that we have is you can adjust, which is fine, right? But if you're not changing the structure of the spine, you know, are you really getting down to true causation? And that's where I disagree with some of the other practitioners, is that they say, you know, it's not a big deal if you've lost the curve in your neck. Well, I 100% disagree with that. And I have science that supports, that says, you know, this is a really big deal if you don't have a curve in your neck. So why aren't we working to get that back in? And so the approach, the thought process is very different than just kind of the, like, I graduated to do pain-based chiropractic, let me crack you, right? Here's a $10 exam and adjustment. You know, the exam's not a real one. We just have you fill out the paperwork and the adjustment's like a quick crack. You can get adjusted faster than a coffee. And this is why people think chiropractors are dangerous, right? Because it's haphazard and it's irresponsible for doctors to do that. So now let's talk a little bit more. We have a quick testimony that I want to share of just some of the life-changing happenings at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
Hi, my name is Chrisella, and this is my story. On April 29th of this past year, I turned 50, and my health was not good. I had a lot of things going on. So back in March, I decided that I have to take control of my health, and so I decided to start a journey of wellness. Ironically, I ran into Dr. Leanne Schluter and her team here at Greenwood Family Chiropractor right after that. And I'm so glad that I found them, because they have been just a huge benefit to this journey of wellness that I'm on. When I started here at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I had a whole lot of things going on. I was overweight. I had numbness and tingling in my arm. I had swelling in my feet. I had hormonal imbalance issues. I had weak bladder issues, headaches, just a whole lot of things going on. And I'm just excited that I have found them here, because what's happened since I've taken care here is, in every area where I had problems, I am seeing great improvements. I am a busy mom of four, and I really didn't have time for me, for my health, but I decided if I don't take control and take time for me, it's going to go downhill from here. And so I took on this journey, and here I am feeling so much better. I have seen improvements in my hormonal imbalance. My bladder control is better, way better. I have lost 30 pounds, and the numbness and tingling in my arm is gone. I had a lot of trouble sleeping at night. That has greatly improved. I came in here, I had a whole lot of burning and aching in my upper back and shoulders, neck area, probably from stress, I'm sure. But that was pain that I had had so long, I just learned to live with it because I just felt like I didn't have time for me. But the incredible thing about that is the first visit here, I left here feeling just completely amazed that I could literally feel that that had started to relieve. Like when I walked out the door, I told my husband, I can't believe how much better I feel with just one adjustment. So I would just encourage you to take time for you and come and find out what they're about here at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You will be so glad that you did. I'm just excited to be a part and to know that I'm feeling better and that I'm on my way. And I can't wait to get where I'm going. I've still got some weight to lose, but I know that I'm going to be able to do that with the help that I have here at Greenwood Family. So my name's Chrisella, and this is my story.
Now, if you want to know more about how to make that first step, you got to give us a call. 317-893-2853, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, or online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations is $25. So, now, what about your nervous system in relation to your immune system? So, we talk often about how your brain and spinal cord are what control every single cell, organ, and tissue in your body. Heart, lungs, stomach, digestion. You know, but when we talk about immune system, it's a little bit more of an elusive. And this is one where people say, well, I don't feel pain. Should I still get adjusted? And the answer that I always have is yes, there are tons of health benefits. And when I tell you tons, I have a clinical research article that actually has, I think, 67 different research studies that are asymptomatic benefits of chiropractic. So if you come in and you say, I have no pain, should I get adjusted? And when I tell you yes, and you're like, why? I can say, hi, here's where it affects heart rate variability. Here's where it affects your blood pressure. Here's where it has a great impact on circulation. Here's where it has an amazing effect on your lung volume, but also to your immune system. And this is one where you walk out of the office and you say, hey, I don't know that I feel any different. Right? Well, what I can tell you is that your body is functioning better, it's healing better. And so when you talk about chiropractic and its support for the immune system, you know, your nervous system, immune system, endocrine system all kind of play together. And so there was a research study that was published in Chiropractic Research Journal in 1994. And it talks about the effect of upper cervical adjustments on your CD4 count for HIV patients. So basically, what that means is that they looked at chiropractic care for 6 months on the immune system for patients with HIV. And at the end of the 6 months, what they found is that was a 48% increase in the CD4 helper cells. So a huge, like one of, there's dozens of different types of immune cells. And CD4 helper cells are one of them. So they found for patients who received regular adjustments had a 48% increase in CD4 helper cells, where the patients who were not adjusted actually had an 8% decrease. So that is a 56% swing. So not only did the people who not get adjusted not stay the same, they got worse. The people who got adjusted saw a 48% increase in their immune cells. More, they talk about how there was a series of studies published in JMPT, which is the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics, by Brennan and Triano, that showed that several types of immune system cells, including phagocytes, neutrophils, PMNs, showed there was an increase in biological activity following an adjustment. And most of these research studies have sham adjustments in there, because can you tell your brain to think something or your body to do something and it has a physiological effect? And the answer is 100%. That's why I can lock the door, set fire, and your blood pressure goes up. It's a physiological response. That same thing happens, right, oftentimes, which is why when we have these research studies, they do present it against a real adjustment versus a sham adjustment. But then as well, when you talk about like your immune system and immunology, most people don't think about the endocrine system, right? We talk about epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, norepinephrine, cortisol. And so again, there has been research about adjustments and its effects on the adrenal gland synthesis of cortisol, i.e. your stress hormone. And cortisol has a direct effect on your immune system, which is why you're more often to get sick when you're stressed, right? Because cortisol has an effect on your immune system. So all of these things, when you come in and you say, hey, you know, we're living in a time where we realize that, hey, there's a virus that's maybe going around, right? And we're so fearful of the virus, but why don't you strengthen your immune system? And a great way to be able to do that from a more natural component can be from chiropractic adjustments. So more specifically, corrective chiropractic adjustments that we do in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So again, if you want to know more, check us out, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Again, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is $25. Or give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.